Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Wyatt.
Decisions have been made, and it looks like lines are being drawn as Trump runs away with it in Iowa tonight, or last night, depending on your time zone. But folks, yes, decisions have been made. A decision for Trump. Ramaswamy makes a decision, and Nikki Haley says it's clear now it's a two-person race. That leads to the next decision, obviously. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we head into this Tuesday edition of the show. And it's going to be chock full. So I hope that you have snacks. I hope that you fasten your seatbelts. I hope that you are ready and raring to go this morning, because we are here on this Tuesday morning edition. And by the way, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to opine. We'll be talking about the Iowa caucuses here, obviously right here at the beginning of the program, because really a lot has happened. Now, have they sort of fleshed out where many of these polls were? Well, basically so. Basically so. Although Ron DeSantis ekes out the second place over Nikki Haley, which is a little different from where the polls, the final polls that we were talking about on yesterday's program, where they sort of settled in. But nevertheless, this is going to be a very interesting time moving ahead as we now look forward to New Hampshire. But once again, folks, want to welcome you to the program. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station, our home station in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to everybody listening on 930. Welcome to everybody else listening along the GCN network as well. And we do appreciate everybody at GCN working so hard for the show. And once again, folks, 949-822-7959. Well, as I was just saying, decisions have been made. The decision that Donald Trump was going to clearly, handily, easily, almost effortlessly win this thing, that decision was made by the caucus goers. And by the way, some 7 in 10 caucus goers, according to a survey, knew all along, basically, that they were going to be supporting Donald Trump. So that's not really a major surprise. But at the same time, though, this is going to factor in. For example, we'll have an audio quote here in just a little bit. MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, talking about, you know, well, it's the rise of authoritarianism. Authoritarianism is coming, and they want this form of government, and democracy is going, you know, is in danger, and all this stuff. Boy, are you tired of the talking points yet? are you tired of that? Are you tired of really one of the only responses that comes from the left is going to be, oh, we're losing, we'll lose our democracy, it's going to go away, it's going to be taken over, it's the rise of authoritarianism. Well, folks, who is actually trying to conduct a rise of a quote-unquote authoritarianism around here? Don't you think that sounds like the Democrat Party elite when they want to make sure that, number one, some people just can't run on the ballot, and, you know, also try to run your life from every little thing? We're not going to get into it right here. We want to talk about these results. But your gas stove, your electric vehicle, all this stuff, it all has to be there, right? Well, when you take a look at what happened here in the caucuses, Trump at 51%, right? You got DeSantis. He's got the 21.3%. Nikki Haley coming in at 19.1%. Ramaswamy coming in at 7.7, which leads to the other decision that was made following this, and that is Vivek Ramaswamy suspending his presidential campaign. Now, he did say that they were going to deliver a shock in Iowa. I mean, there was going to be a shock. Well, maybe he was shocked. Maybe he wasn't. He says he doesn't have a plan B or didn't have a plan B. But I wonder about that only because he could see where these polls were going. He could see where the supporters were. But one of the interesting things is that among, I think it was it DeSantis or Haley and Ramaswamy who brought in some of the, say, first-time caucus goers. So that's also an important factor, but obviously not important enough in order to actually take the Iowa caucuses. But Vivek Ramaswamy has now made it clear that he is now supporting Donald Trump, and he wants to do everything possible in order to get Donald Trump elected as what he terms an America First president. And he called on DeSantis and Haley to join in and solidify. Which brings me to the other decision that is going to have to be made here. Because based on this decision in Iowa, and arguably it's the Iowa caucus, it's first in the nation, essentially, there was going to be, you know, if it was a tighter race, if something happened, if there was any hint of an upset, then we may not be talking about the next decision. But Ramaswamy has put it smack dab in the middle of everything in the sense that now where do you go? Where do you go? Do you continue to battle it out or do you begin to solidify? And, of course, you're going to have candidates. DeSantis and Haley are not going to want to solidify. But Nikki Haley said it was very clear now that it was going to be a two-person race. And I think we have that audio. Let's listen in. Some cheering, of course.
I can safely say tonight, Iowa made this Republican primary a two-person race. Tonight, I will be back in the great state of New Hampshire. And the question before Americans is now very clear. Do you want more of the same? No. Or do you want a new generation of conservative leadership?
So that is a good question, but it may be, Nikki Haley, that that question may have already been answered in a very powerful way. Folks, we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, I'll just say that, well, there is a lot of pressure. Isn't there, obviously, after the Iowa caucuses have now concluded? And the pressure really is going to be, again, how do you go forward from here? Are you going to go the Nikki Haley route, as we just heard right before the break, where she said it's clear now it's a two-person race? Of course, that's, you know, she wants to frame it that way. But is it a two-person race? Do you want more of the same? And part of her campaign slogan is, you know, stop the chaos, this kind of thing. So that's her approach to all this. But at the same time now, I think what you'll hear a lot of Republicans talking about is this notion, just as we heard or heard tell of, and we've got the audio here in just a moment, Vivek Ramaswamy. Basically saying, look, you know, that now's the time to solidify. So it is a very good question. Do you take that opportunity now and try to get the big momentum going and try to deal with some of the, and because there are negatives with Donald Trump, there's no doubt about that, but do you deal with them better if you start now rather than trying to do that in the quote-unquote general election later on? So that's a very good question. By the way, welcome back to the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you'd like to opine about the Iowa caucuses or some of the other things that we're talking about here on the show this morning. You can also head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can find me on Facebook there, also on X, formerly known as Twitter, of course. You can find me there for social media, and you can send me a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you are off and running from there. All right, let's take a listen here real quick. This is Vivek Ramaswamy after he sort of made his official remarks to his supporters, but he was talking with some, to his supporters, but then talking to reporters get that right, right after that, after he stepped off the stage. But listen to what he says about moving forward. Let's listen in.
As for what comes next for me, I'm very focused on making sure Donald Trump becomes the next president and making sure that our country's best days are still ahead of us.
How are you going to convince those people who are done with the MAGA era? When you said you were going to endorse them, one person shouted out, don't do it. What would you say to those people?
I would say that I ran for president because I thought I was the best qualified person to do the job. That choice doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to us. Yes, I am. I said it on stage. I am very concerned about what this year holds in store. But I do believe that that would be the best outcome for this country if it's not going to be me. I do. And I'm very concerned. And that's why I think it would be healthy for this country and for our party if Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley followed suit. I think that would be productive for not only the Republican Party, but for this country. And I will pray for this country. I will pray.
All right. So there's Vivek Ramaswamy basically saying now he thinks that Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should follow suit. And he also earlier, he said, well, you know, this was not the result we were looking for. As you may recall, he sort of predicted a shock. Perhaps he thought that something like that would really happen, if not an outright win, but certainly a much better showing. And why was that? Because he was trying to sort of glom onto the bombastic nature of Donald Trump. He was trying to glom onto the sort of outsider status that Donald Trump was able to cultivate back in 2016, and rightly so, because he was essentially a political outsider, never run for office before. So he could do the kind of shoot from the hip, say something that's, you know, so startling that, you know, oh, I can't believe he said that, and sort of jarring. In a good way, in a political way, that makes the voters say to themselves, hey, we got something different here. Something new is happening. But he was not able to really parlay that. You know, there's some other missteps, I think, by Ramaswamy in this whole thing. But now he says, you know, he was asked the question later on, you're going to start campaigning all around the country. He says he wasn't sure about that, but he'll do what Donald Trump kind of wants him to do, or he'll be there and do all the stuff that he can possibly do in this. But again, that's where that next decision is. So will voters, especially primary voters, do they believe that it is perpetuating the chaos in order to nominate Donald Trump, or does she have a shot at trying to come up with a whole new thing? But here's the thing. I think that Nikki Haley, at this point, while being, I think, a wonderful person and so forth, she was simply not able, because she was the one who was going to be, if there was going to be a rocket ship in this, it might have been her. She's got a lot of experience. She's been a governor, ambassador to the UN, things like this. So she has all this sort of cred and this resume, basically. And if there was anybody that was going to be the rocket ship, I think it would have been her. Now, could she be it in New Hampshire? I don't know. I don't believe so. Because I think there was such a clear delineation in the Iowa caucuses that shows that, you know, it's like the old saying, it's not their time, not her time to do this. Maybe not Ron DeSantis' time, although there are a lot of people who want Ron DeSantis to go on and try to get the nomination. We've even had callers to the program saying, well, maybe DeSantis should be the VP and so forth. So, and you never know, you never say never in politics, especially when a candidate says, no, I am not running for vice president until the presumptive nominee calls me and asks me to be their vice president. So things can turn on a dime in politics, of course. But this is what the American people are going to be hearing leading up, not only to the rest of the primaries, but to everything else about this election. And it's kind of encapsulated by Rachel Maddow over at MSNBC as part of their Iowa caucus coverage, I guess. So let's listen to what Rachel Maddow had to say.
The big picture takeaway from that, and I don't mean to be, again, too dark, as you said, on this, but it is not If we are worried about the rise of authoritarianism in this country, we are worried about potential rise of fascism in this
country.
Okay,
stop right there. Stop right there. If we're worried about authoritarianism, the rise of fascism in this country, ladies and gentlemen, what? Was there a rise of fascism when Trump was president, or how about any other Republican? Or I mean, these kinds of big, grandiose terms that are sort of thrown out there, to me, in my estimation, it's like we don't really have anything else to throw out there. We can't really criticize. And by the way, the border came up as one of the most important, or if not the most important, issue to the caucus goers, the immigration, the border, essentially. And, you know, when the far left or the Democrat Party elite or the media, they don't have anything else to kind of, you know, nitpick away at, because they understand, too. They know people are concerned about the border, but in so many ways, the border is just another narrative. It's just another narrative. It's like energy, or it's like just about or anything else, monetary policy, or the fact that, well, the economy is actually better than you think that it is. You just don't understand how the economy works, and so we'll try to sit here and explain it to you, but really, I mean, you're really mad about the economy? You know, come on, you know, you got to start criticizing, you stop criticizing things you don't know about, you know, that kind of stuff. But now here we go. It's the rise of authoritarianism. Let's back that up a tiny bit and continue.
If we are worried about the rise of authoritarianism in this country, we are worried about potential rise of fascism in this country. If we're worried about our democracy falling to an authoritarian and potentially fascist form of government. The leader who is trying to do that is part of that equation.
Mm-hmm.
But people wanting that
Correct.
Is a much
mm-hmm.
bigger part
mm-hmm.
of that
That's
equation.
Right.
And the American electorate is made up of two major parties. One of those parties has been flirting with extremism on the ultra right for a very long time. They've brought them in a way that they haven't been central to Republican electoral politics ever before. And I know because I've been studying this. But once you have radicalized one major party so that those are the preferences of the people who adhere to your party, the leader's interchangeable. Mm-hmm. And yes, Trumpism
okay.
is sometimes what we
okay.
call it.
Okay, mm-hmm. so we got to stop right there. Okay. that's right. And when it's not enough to just go after Trump or any other candidate at this point, but mainly Trump, then it's going to be, well, it's going to be you. And you don't understand how everything works. You know, folks, I don't think people are trying to either support Trump or vote for Trump because they want an authoritarian regime to take over. It's all, you know, it's actually kind of the opposite. They kind of want the Constitution to be adhered to as it's understood. Is that authoritarian? Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren, right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Winter weather is continuing to impact flights across the country. According to flight tracker FlightAware, there were over 2,800 flights that were canceled on Monday, with over 7,900 flights delayed. Chicago Midway, Chicago O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver International Airports were among the most that were impacted. This as governors across the country, including Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear, are calling up the National Guard to assist travelers.
The National Guard is currently deploying personnel and equipment to armories located near travel corridors that either have been or we think will be significantly impacted.
Former President Trump has won the Iowa caucus. The former president will now take a lion's share of the state's 40 delegates. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So it's real interesting what the AP is writing about the Trump victory in the Iowa caucuses this morning. To wit, Donald Trump's iron grip on the Republican Party has been clear since the day he announced he would make another run for the White House 14 months ago. It can be seen in the party's ideological shift even further to the right on cultural issues and especially on immigration policy. Goes on to say the Iowa Republicans were clear in that reflection on Monday night, giving Trump an emphatic victory, they call it. They channeled his anger and his view that basically everything President Joe Biden has done has been a disaster. About 9 in 10 voters say, get this, they want an upheaval or substantial change in how the government operates. Okay, well, first of all, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the broadcast this morning. And also, you can head over to kylewarrenshow.com, our website, and you can send me a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. And so I wanted to bring this up, of what this AP article had to say, because it uses, again, the words upheaval. It's based, I think, on polling there that had gone on during the caucus. Upheaval or substantial change in how the government operates. Well, that has to mean, right? That has to mean set up an authoritarian structure by which the United States will now become a dictatorship, because Trump said he was going to be a dictator, but only on day one. Right. And of course, we all know that was a facetious joke because he was talking about implementing some executive orders that would be lawful for the president to implement and so forth. So in other words, he was making a play on words. He was making a funny, and many of the people in the media didn't get it, or they just want to seize upon it. And arguably, maybe he shouldn't have said that, only because it gives somebody the ability to try to twist it. And twist it they do, and of course they will. But the upheaval or substantial change in how the government operates does not mean, you know, here, I'm going to do magic of radio theater. Let me get this piece of paper right here. Magic of radio theater. They're not talking about crumpling up the U.S. Constitution and tossing it away and then simply saying, we have a new thing. It's called the new America. And we don't have, we're just going to do what we want now because we have total power. No, that's not the Republicans, my friends. That's not the Republicans who actually want to, and again, through the magic of radio theater, crumple up the Constitution and toss it away and then say, we have a new thing, and we're not going to call it America. We're going to call it something else, but we have total authoritarian power, and this is what we're going to do, and we're going to make sure that you can't have an internal combustion engine, by the way. You know, that's not the Republicans. That sounds like somebody else. Is there anybody around here? Is there any party that, you know, kind of remotely resembles this? But at any rate, I kind of digress there for a moment. But I think what they they're talking about, again, is this notion that they want to see that these agencies, and we talk about this a lot on the program as well, see that these agencies do what they're supposed to do. And they're not supposed to be political. The FBI is not supposed to be political, and so on. And these different government agencies, these prosecutions that go on, and so forth. You know, talk about having an upheaval. Well, the upheaval, my friends, is the thing that's already started and in so many ways has already put in place. So we're talking about a counter upheaval to make sure that those words of the Pledge of Allegiance, right, and justice for all, right, liberty and justice for all, that those things actually mean something because they have to apply to each and every one of us, no matter who is in the White House. Let me repeat that. It needs to matter to each and every one of us, or apply to each and every one of us, no matter who's in the White House. In other words, presidents can come and presidents can go, and administrations will come and administrations will go, and the Congress will either be Democrat or Republican in the House and the Senate, and that'll change around, and it'll keep doing that forever, right? In some way, shape, or form. But the basic principles of how our government functions should not, right? And I think this is what we're talking about. And this is what I think these voters are talking about. So that's how I would interpret that, because an upheaval, that's, you know, in the context that it's being put right now, I don't think that's what any American would call for, other than to say you have to make sure that these agencies and these arms of the federal government and so forth, that they act in such a way as they are supposed to and or were originally designed to. There's too much political weaponry going on. There's too much weaponization of the government to go after your opponents. And whenever you hear people talking about how, oh, well, watch out, you know, here come the Republicans, here comes the conservatives, and all they want to do is create an authoritarian regime that is going to be dark, dismal, and so forth, and all this kind of stuff. That's not it at all. That's not it at all. And unfortunately, you know, we see in so many of the things that are happening right now, the desire to control not only your gas stove, stuff like that you can actually see, right? You know, you can reach out and touch, and I can't go buy gasoline, or I can't do this, or I can't have this kind of car, I have to have this other kind of car. And if you can see those things. But other things like, well, here are the words you can use. Right, here are the words you can't use, and I'm not talking about just words designed, you know, to offend people. That's not our policy. You know, you won't walk up to somebody on the street and just say things to offend them, you know, out of nowhere, this kind of thing. But what are they trying to keep the offense from? They're not trying to keep the offense from some personal insult against somebody who, again, there's no good reason to do something like that. But they're talking about the offenses that come from having you have an idea that is contrary, or maybe a better way of putting it, consistent with the principles of America, which again should apply to everyone. Because if you are consistent with the principles of America, well, then now you are going to be labeled and have been labeled and probably so many different times as being offensive. Well, that's hate speech, you know. Well, you know, I think people know that when they hear it, right? But hate speech doesn't involve, I have a different political idea than you do. That's in other words, I'm sorry if I offended you if I have a different political idea that doesn't comport with, for lack of a better term, woke ideology or stuff like that, right? Whatever, in other words, and you can almost interchange that word, trendy ideology. Because our whole system, our whole country, our whole society is based on the idea that you can say what you want. You can get on your soapbox on the street corner and pontificate about what you think about politics. That's okay. But again, who's trying to set up the authoritarian structure? Who wants the upheaval? I think that, my friends, is a very, very good question. All right, so Ron DeSantis also had something to say in his speech at the Iowa caucus. Not a victory speech, almost said that, but obviously he was elated. There's no doubt about that. Let's listen to a little bit of Ron DeSantis.
We love you too. They threw everything but the kitchen sink at us. They spent almost $50 million attacking us. No one's faced that much all the way just through Iowa. The media was against us. They were writing our obituary months ago. They even called the election before people even got a chance to vote. But they were just so excited about the fact that they were predicting that we wouldn't be able to get our ticket punched here out of Iowa. But I can tell you, because of your support, in spite of all of that they threw at us, everyone against us, we've got our ticket punched out of Iowa.
So there you have Ron DeSantis. And again, no, I do think he was elated. I do think that he was very happy because now he sort of beat the estimations, those final estimations of the polls. So it is on to New Hampshire and South Carolina. But do you think DeSantis or Haley want to set up an authoritarian regime? I don't think so. All right. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The Tuesday edition continues, and we're having fun already.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we race through this Tuesday edition of the program. And as I said, well, we're already having fun. Yes, the Iowa caucuses kind of came out the way, generally the way that we sort of expected it to be. But I think, you know, having DeSantis take second over Nikki Haley, that at least kind of went against the final, you know, many of the final polls that we saw. And, of course, Vivek Ramaswamy dropping out of the race right now is also significant. 7.7%, not what he wanted. And so, of course, that's, you know, he made that decision. All right. Well, folks, as we typically come to this part of the program, we always love to play a great song here in the morning. And then we'll take a look at the national weather. And this morning, again, is no exception. We want to make sure that we keep you going, that we keep you heading out there. You know, whatever you're doing this morning, if you're driving across country, if you're making deliveries, if you're working in law enforcement, or if you're a first responder, or if you're working a shift, or whatever it is that you're doing this morning, we're glad that you're with us. Thanks for spending time with us, because it is really a privilege to be able to bring this show to you each and every morning. And so let's start off this morning with a little bit. Well, you know, as many have listened to the program for a while, you know that Eric Clapton is one of my favorite musicians of all time. And let's start out this morning with a little Bad Love. We played this one before, but sounds so good, we're going to play it again. One of the cool things about this track is the drumming, along, of course, with the guitar playing, but that snare and just the way that they're playing is really, really cool. It's definitely cool, and that is a 50 Cent musical term right there, folks. It's definitely cool. All right, a little bit of Eric Clapton this morning here on the show to get us going, and hopefully getting you going as we go through this Tuesday morning, literally bright and early, and across the country this morning. All right, let's take a look at the National Weather Service. Heavy lake effect snow downwind from the lower Great Lakes and heavy snow from parts of the northern Cascades, northern Intermountain region, and into the Rockies. We're going to have snow there, of course. There was a lot of rain or freezing rain over parts of the lower Mississippi Valley to the northeast and Pacific Northwest. Heavy rain and freezing rain over parts of the Pacific Northwest from Tuesday evening into Wednesday evening. So be aware of that. Moderate to heavy snow from parts of the central southern Appalachians into the northeast. And on Monday evening, we had an area of cold high pressure over the plains and in front of multiple waves of low pressure extending from the central Gulf Coast to the mid-Atlantic. And that's going to be moving on off the east coast as the low pressure moves northeastward along the north coast from Tuesday, into Tuesday evening. So be aware of that. We've got wind chill factors all over the place on the map this morning, everybody. Similar to what we saw 24 hours ago, you've got the winter storm watches, wind chill factors up in Montana, North Dakota wind chill factor, Nebraska wind chill factor, moving on down through Kansas. You get the idea. Into parts of western Oklahoma. Actually, all of Oklahoma's either got a wind chill warning. That's mostly in the west, and mostly in the east, you've got the wind chill advisory happening there. All the way down through Dallas and the Fort Worth area, hard freeze and a warning of a wind chill and also an advisory there going on for wind chill factors. So that's all happening there. Hard freeze, and it looks like also winter weather advisories all through the south and this morning. And then it looks like we've got some dense fog advisories. This is going to be it's a little south of Jacksonville, Florida right now. But if you're in the Orlando area on the Atlantic coast, it's all the way down the coast, dense fog advisory, all the way down through West Palm Beach, and certainly almost looks like all over the state of Florida as you come up the Gulf Coast, dense fog all the way up through Sarasota, Tampa as well, all of our friends in Tampa there, dense fog advisory going on, by the way, Bronson, dense fog advisory. But you've also got hard freeze starting around Cross City, heading up through Tallahassee, hard freeze warning going on there. So again, you just got to be careful out there, and especially if you're traveling, make sure that if you're traveling by car or truck or something, make sure that you have all of your antifreeze and all these kinds of things ready, in the right exact amount, because you don't want to get stuck in something like this. We got avalanche warnings literally all up and down the 15 interstate. Coming down from Logan, Utah, all the way down to St. George. So from the north to the south, avalanche warnings in that area. Winter weather advisories in southern Oregon. Looks like an ice storm warning. This is going to be up in Richard the Marine territory from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Looks like an ice storm warning. This is going to start around Eugene all the way up through Portland. That's going to impact Interstate 5, that's for sure. So you want to be aware of that. And so it's just all over the place. Spokane, Washington, winter storm warning coming across over into northern Idaho and on down towards our friends in Missoula. So you get the idea, folks. It's a lot out there. It's just a lot. We do see some snow, of course, on the radar maps this morning, and snow all over the state of Pennsylvania, through New York, up through Boston, Massachusetts, and a lot of parts of the state of Massachusetts as well, the Commonwealth. And then also you head on down through Washington, D.C. You got snow near Richmond, Virginia. Looks like snow near Winston-Salem, North Carolina. On down through Atlanta, you got all kinds of rain. Turns into rain mixed with snow to the west of Atlanta. And you head over into Alabama, Gadsden, Birmingham, Alabama. You've got snow in that area right now as well. Over to Meridian, Mississippi. That's what we're looking at this morning. So once again, folks, be careful out there. Heed the weather warnings, especially if you're traveling. We want you to get there in one piece. And something else we want to do, too, is we want to talk to you on the other side of the break, because we're going to head up to the top of the hour here in just a few moments. And again, the telephone number to call this morning, if you'd like to talk about the Iowa caucuses, give us your opinion on what happened or what didn't happen. What are your expectations for the coming days now? Is that decision that needs to be made by the Republican voters at this point, is it a decision now to coalesce in light of all this? Or do Republican voters continue on to see if Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis continue to battle it out to some degree, with this notion of change, take a different tack on this, as Nikki Haley says, stop the chaos? Does that resonate with Republican voters? I'm not so sure that it is overall, because it looks like Trump has a very, very big lead in all of this. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're going to come right back after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.